Beginnt gerade da, was das mal cotton da auf Gras beginnen am Anfang. Beginnt das Master beginnt mit dem Mama para dumme Paris, just like the red heifer atones, which Paris tries comes to explain because really paradum is actually comes to be metar not to be machaper, but it means a maisa egel, actually in the more collectiveness of the Jewish people, actually atones for the act of the golden calf. You mean Medrash, like the Medrash brings Moshe Leben HaShivcha. It can be compared to the son of the maidservant, Shatina Patin Shamach, that the maidservant's son was running around the palace making it all dirty. So the king says, Tabi'im, if we'll let the mother come and clean up the mess that her own son made, the calf, is the golden calf, is the child of the para, which is the aduma, which is the mother, that atones, that's this mitzvah, although in practice it's actually matar, but in the collectiveness it's a machaperes. Why do we have the death of Aaron to the Kohanic garments? Where do we find that? The Aaron took off his clothing and says, Aaron, Yosef, the Meshram, and Aaron, he gathered in and he died over there. That's where you see the Kohanic garments near the death of Aaron. And the Ein-Lefer says, I don't explain Misa ben Aaron, it's because it talks about the death of the sons of Aaron, the big Kodesh Yilbash, to the holy garments. That's not so close. And if we wouldn't have said that they're near each other. Next is Master Begin with the Gemara, Big Dikun Machap, to tell us just like Kohen garments atone. Which says, Bezvach, Machul, that's the Gemara Zvach on the Pechaz and Bez, which goes to each garment saying what it atones for. Next says, Master Begin with the Gemara, Chatufa, Betrufa, there's different terminology of a push and a snatch type of death. Which says, Lay down the Mashnahu. I don't know what's really the difference between them. And where does the Gemara even get this idea that there's these differentials where we don't even have it sourced for where do we find that there's such a difference? Next says, Master Begin with the Gemara, Badabel, Amma Baker. And I'll speak to the people in the morning. Where do we see that sick for one day and then dying? Because Perish were close to Mesa, meaning I spoke to people in the morning, she became sick, and then in the evening she died. So we see that means sick for a day and then dying. Next says Mat begin with Gemara Hinkar Vukulu. So you see 5 days and then dying, that's the normal way. Now, since there's love dafk, it's not really precise because Lashkachanu the Moshe Yechela. This is talking about by Moshe. We don't find the Moshe actually became sick because we became Moshe because of Harbe. The Gemara said that Yigimon B says the day he died, he wrote a lot of Sefer Torah. Upasakam besis bevazach, he was able to take many steps in one shot. Perish Chumash, like Rashi explains in his commentary on Chumash, and therefore it's just an illusion where it says Hain and Karv Yemecha 1, 2, and 2, but really Moshe Ben actually did not become sick. He wasn't weak up until the last day of his life. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara. Mesbach Hamish. If someone dies when he's 50, Zuy Mis Karis, that's a death of Karis. Now, Yerushalmi, in the second pack of Mekurim Daik, they infer this Me'al Tachris Shebet HaKasi, where it says, Ma'midbar Shebet Kahas was doing the Avodah with the holy things. And it's saying that it's not going to cause them to be have Karis to be cut off when they're doing the Avodah. Now, Vavidas Mal Hamish, the Avodah for the Levim is until they're 50. Like it says in the Pasuk, Me'al Hamish, which on Yerushalmi, it's about Avodah. Once they reach 50, they stop doing that Avodah. So you see, if they're not getting Karis, up until the end of the Avodah, we see that that's up until the age of 50. But moreover, Mimesh Nesav Ayin Shana. The Pasuk says, Yimesh Nesav Shim Shana. The person's years are 70 years. Dal Esmi, if you take away 20 to lay Anish Alain, that a person doesn't get punished for, Nishtar Chamishim, you're left with 50, like the Morrison Shabbos that Pitas and the days, and therefore, those are the 50 years that a person getting punished, that's the punishment of Karas up until the age of 50. Now, says Tyson, but Vathema le Perusha, but that's a wonder on that interpretation, because the Mashmash might sound like from Asugi, the Bechamisha Mishan Noila Kama, it talks about 50 of your chronological age when you were born, not 50 from after 20, which would be age 70. Boy, Morbi, Hei Chamisha Lachshan Chayab Karas, then should be 50 years after that you Chayab Karas, because before the sin, you also can't punish. So it's only when you became Chayab and Karas. And Vuhu Mises Kaladim, then that's the death like everyone else, which already over the age of Kara, so therefore it would be hard to understand of that interpretation. Next is Matzal, to begin with the Gemara, Mises B'Shemayim B'Shishim. And death at the hands of heaven, in a natural way, that's at age 60. Now, B'Yerushalmi Mapik B'Mesa Midbar, and B'Yerushalmi learned that from those who died in the Midbar, which also Mises B'Shemayim, there was a heavenly decree that they're going to die. The minimum we say lemesach men pachas men meshishim. None of them died less than 60 because it was like 0 over 20 and it was for 40 years. Mishtoch a mashmatu mitzvah b'deshmaim, and the death over here sounds like that's a mitzvah b'deshmaim. Now, b'karis is b'chamishim ad shishim. It's from 50 till 60. B'lo shishim b'chlam, but not including 60 because 60 is mitzvah b'deshmaim. And those who are from 50 to 60, mizel shazari nechres, is that he gets punished. That he lives a short age, which is up until 60, and also that his children get cut off. Now Tyson brings another interpretation that the Yeshma Farshim, someone explained that actually the Chamisha Misa B'Deshamayim, actually 50 is Misa B'Deshamayim, and the Chi Isa B'Hadizari, when it comes together with the death of the children, also, then the Habakkuk Adam becomes Karis. And Mashishim actually is Misikol Adam. When we say Misikol Deshamayim, we don't mean like a heavenly decree, a divine punishment. It means that's Misikol Deshamayim, the natural way, like the way a regular person would pass away. Ubishab is Perek Sheni, and the Chafim and Alf, the Masal Karis, and Rishi Bamas, and Beginning Bamas, the Bezim and Alf, the Masal Eshachav, Hedaf, it says, I learned the number there regarding other differences between Karis and Misikol Deshamayim. Regarding Bani Chaim Zayni, those are dependent on Mazel, on the divine flow. Now, picture Taisus. Taisus asks, "I heard the man of the Shabbos Gemara says, and the Shabbos Dafkov Nambam, but after a Mazel Yisod, there's no Mazel Yisod. The Jewish people are not under the subjugation of the divine flow. So how are we saying that's Tali Mazel? But you can say, is the Lepa'am Mishtana the Mazel? Sometimes it changes through Mazel, or some of the Girsa actually through his Chus Gadol. Like it's brought over there. So therefore we're saying it's not really telling Mazel. But upon Mashain Mishtan, something that doesn't change for the Mimba times, like the Mercy times, the Chavim and Avka, but it doesn't dust. Namalay, Hashem said to Nichalach, would you prefer that I destroy the world, the Ule Avri Beidon and the Mazain, that maybe you'll be created in a time when you'll be able to get Mazain, which obviously sounds like that now it cannot be changed. So therefore, there is Mazel, although sometimes one could override that, but it's still telling Mazel. Timnek says, Mazel beginning with Gemar Shit and Heluli, that he had 60. Chasnas, which Yesh Mefarsh Mavdavka, some say it's not precise. Oftentimes, the number 60 is an exaggeration. Then they say, Master, begin with the Gemara, Safin. Like, who is Safin to talk to the Baal Chamavas? What does the word Safin mean? So, Chash means distinguished that, as we find, the Gemara Ksubis, the Vine Bezim and Av says, Lamachi, Maisa, Tamar, she dies. Then, Kaberi Swana, and no one's going to be significant because she didn't go to mourn others, no one's going to go ahead and mourn her. But again, we see Swinna, Pirish means Chashuba, significant. Mejlam, Deinu, and Mej, we learned that in Ordi Kachav and Swin Klum, that the idol worshippers are not softened at all. Shemak says in the passing, in Shayed, Mem, Kolagoyim, Kain, Egdai, all the Gentiles are, all the nations are like nothing opposite him. So you see that that's what it's saying about Safin, that's not Chashim. Bechem Pesh Baruch, and Behibia Dain Dai Saches, he also brings other proofs that Safin means Chashim. And another wording he used was Manir Kia. But that to be able to litigate against the Malach HaMavis. Pirish was Riki. I mean, it means Masukin, but tough. It means fixed and like stitched, like what fixing is. As we find in Pasuk in Yeshua, V'na'alis bolis umutolois, which the Targum is bolon umirukoim. So you see, umutolois patch is umirukoim from upstitching and patching. As we find in Pasuk in Yecheskel, Mitfaris kisosis, Targum, the Targum is the Machatim Riki'i Chashach, which again, that's in the Lashon of tougher, of stitching. Lashon Yishmael, it's an Arabic word, which chatichas beged tefur al keda ba'arach, as the arach brings that it's a patch that's stitched onto the tear. Ba'idei biyosa brings the min perk le'ach, like we find the Gemara Babasta chaf malaf chazi le'mirka lavush, which is to stitch a torn garment. So you see le'mirka means stitching, but miu yeshvarm kaster sham likara, some switch the kof and the resh, that's actually not le'mirka but actually likara, which is four torn garments. You don't have a proof from over there because it doesn't say le'mirka at all.